Good morning and a very warm welcome to you as we gather together for our online worship. We're going to begin our worship together as we sing together, "Here I Am to Worship." And so let's join together as we lift our praise and our worship to our Lord. We sing together.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my. Altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I never know how much it cost to see sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my.
And so we turn to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Father God, as we sang the words, "I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon the cross." Lord, we'll never know how much it cost you. We can only imagine. But we thank you, Lord, we worship you, we praise you, that you were willing to die upon the cross for each and every one of us. And so, Lord, it is that we bring our worship into this moment, offering you ourselves, offering you our thoughts, offering you all that we have to offer. We come, Lord, expectant that through your Spirit, as we offer ourselves, you would touch our hearts, that you would speak to us through Scripture, that, Lord, as you challenge us, we would leave this moment different from when we arrived. And so, Lord, we pray that you would fill us with your Spirit. Help us to receive your word, and may we respond to it. And so we share together, Lord, as we pray together, the prayer that you have taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
And so we just have one reading for today, and so I'm going to read to you from the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 24, verses 36 to 44. Hear the word of God. Jesus appears to his disciples. While the two were telling them this, suddenly the Lord himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were terrified, thinking that they were seeing a ghost. But he said to them, "Why are you alarmed? Why are these doubts coming up in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet, and see that it is I myself. Feel me, and you will know. For a ghost doesn't have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." He said this and showed them his hands and his feet. They still could not believe. They were so full of joy and wonder, so he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of cooked fish, which he took and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are the very things I told you about while I was still with you. Everything written about me in the law of Moses, the writings of the prophets, and the Psalms had to come true." May God bless his reading to us. Amen. Not sure if you joined us on our online worship or in church with us last week, but just to share a little bit of what we did last week, because it leads into this week's sermon, we were talking about three doubt defeaters. And we spoke about guarding yourself in low times, about drawing strength from others, and to do whatever we needed to do in order to meet the risen Lord. As part of my preparation for this week, I was reading Luke chapter 24, verses 36 to 44, which we've just read together. But I was struck by verse 40, and it struck me and stuck with me. And this is what it says. He said this and showed them his hands and his feet. And the thought came to me, and that really is where this sermon was birthed from. I thought, how many times had people's needs been met at the feet of Jesus? What do we find at the feet of Jesus? Firstly, I believe we find a place of comfort at the feet of Jesus. Jesus appears to his disciples and he says to them, "Peace be with you." There's this assurance that it is okay to be in this risen presence of Christ. There's a comfort because this is who Jesus says he is. And he shows the disciples his hands and his feet. He assures them that he's not a ghost, even eats a piece of fish. Says, "I've got body and I've got bones. Feel me," he says. And in the mystery of all that's happening to those disciples, and I don't even know if they could fully understand how Christ could be raised back to life. But even in that moment, their confusion, their anxiety, their wonder, their fear, there's this deep comfort that they receive from Christ as they meet with him. At the feet of Jesus, we find a place of comfort. Secondly, at the feet of Jesus, we find a place of peace. In Luke chapter 8, verse 35, Jesus has just healed a man with demons who lived among the graves. And this is what scripture says. People went out to see what had happened. The news had spread through the town already and something had happened. And so people went out. And when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. Do we need peace? Clearly, the man who was riddled with demons was looking for peace. In the turmoil and the busyness of life, do we need peace? In the chaos and the demands that are placed upon us day in, day out, do we need peace? In the tension of uncertainty and the facing of illness, of aging, do you need peace? Because at the feet of Jesus, we find a place of peace. Thirdly, at the feet of Jesus, we find a place of mercy and forgiveness. In Luke chapter 7, we read a story about a prostitute, sinful woman, who comes and interrupts Jesus at a dinner party with Simon and the Pharisees. And we're told that she stood behind Jesus by his feet, crying and wetting his feet with her tears. Then she dried his feet with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. Later in the passage, Jesus says to the woman in verse 48, "Your sins are forgiven." At Jesus' feet, we have the assurance that Jesus deals with our past. We can know that our pasts are dealt with. Jesus knows our past. He knows our sin. And at Jesus' feet, we are set free from that burden. We are set free from our sins. All we need is to hear those words from Jesus saying, "Your sins are forgiven." And that forgiveness, that grace, that mercy is available to every single one of us. At the feet of Jesus, we find mercy and forgiveness. Fourthly, at the feet of Jesus, we find a place of hope. A Gentile woman who was so filled with faith comes to Jesus on behalf of her daughter. And we read in Mark chapter 7, a woman whose daughter had an evil spirit in her heard about Jesus and came to him at once and fell at his feet. When all the chips are down, when we're struggling with illness or death, when there seems no way out and business is falling apart, the economy is going haywire, when circumstances around us seem so overwhelming and we are overwhelmed by what we face, when all the options have been exhausted as we try and solve problems and we don't know where to turn, when we may be even confused with all the options available to us, it's at the feet of Jesus that we can find comfort, clarity, and most importantly, hope. For Jesus is the one who gives us hope. In him, we have hope. And we know that with Christ beside us, with us at the feet of Jesus, there is always hope for whatever the future might hold. Next, at the feet of Jesus, we find a place of suffering. We've just come out of Easter, where Jesus' hands and feet were pierced and pinned to the cross. And we know that he died upon the cross. Over the Easter period in Holy Week, as we made that journey, as we remember Good Friday, we've all been reminded of the suffering that Jesus went through. We remember the picture from Psalm 22, in verse 16, as scripture says, an evil gang is all around me. Like a pack of dogs, they close in on me and tear at my hands and feet. Jesus' feet remind us of his suffering, that Jesus suffered, that he knows what suffering is all about. Jesus can identify with us because he suffered. He knows that illness is a suffering for us. He knows that grief causes us to suffer. He knows that death causes us to suffer. Fear and concern for our children, struggles within the world. As we suffer, Jesus knows what it means to suffer. And it's at the feet of Jesus that we're reminded that he suffered for us, and so can be with us in our struggles and in our suffering. And that brings us to our next point. At the feet of Jesus, we find a place of resurrection power. On two occasions, people fall at Jesus' feet, and Jesus responds with resurrection power. John chapter 11, verse 32, Mary at the grave of Lazarus. Mark chapter 5, Jairus pleading for his daughter. In both cases, people are raised back to life. At Jesus' feet, we find a place of resurrection power. Whatever our struggle is, whatever issues we're facing, whatever hardship might be in front of us, there is the promise of life after death, of resurrection power. We all know the stories. A seed must die in order for the tree to grow. It's only in happiness. We only know what happiness is because we're so keenly aware of what sadness is. We only know what life is all about because we're very aware of the experience of death. We only know joy because we experience pain. It's at Jesus' feet where we will always find more than we have now. Resurrection power. Jesus brings to us the hope of resurrection power, of life beyond struggles, of life after death. At the feet of Jesus, we find a place of worship. Matthew chapter 28, verse 9. Early one Easter morning, Jesus appears to the two Marys. You remember the story. And they have just been to the tomb. And suddenly Jesus meets them on the path as they're going back to the disciples. And he says, "Peace be with you." And they came up to him and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. It always comes back to Jesus and our worship of him. As we meet at Jesus' feet, it's always a place of worship. Finally, everything is under Jesus' feet. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 21 to 22 read like this. Christ rules there above all heavenly rulers, authorities, powers, and lords. He has a title superior to all titles of authority in this world and in the next. God put all things under Christ's feet and gave him to the church as supreme Lord over all things. At Jesus' feet, we find all these things. But at Jesus' feet, we're reminded that he is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Everything is under him. And so as we meet at the feet of Jesus, let's remember Jesus supplies all our needs. Jesus is always present, but we're always called into worship our Lord. Let us pray. And so, Lord, at your feet we sit this morning, reminding ourselves, Lord, of all that we've heard, that you offer hope. You, Lord, offer healing. You, Lord, offer comfort. You, Lord, offer us peace, and we find all this at your feet. And so, Lord, it is that we come to pray for the needs that surround us. We all know of people who are not well. We pray, Lord, that they would know your healing at this time. Lord, we all know of people who are struggling with issues in life. We pray, Lord, that they would know your peace and that you would give them guidance. Lord, we all know the struggles that we face within our world, the economy, violence, injustice. We pray, Lord, that at your feet we would find all that we need. Lord, we know that you are the answer to our world. We pray, Lord, that you would fill us with your Spirit. Give us all that we need as we sit at your feet. Lord, to be able to be all that you call us to be and want us to be in this world in which we live. As much as we receive from you at your feet, so, Lord, you send us out. And may we go out and carry your grace, your love, your peace, your mercy to the worlds around us, to the world in which we live. May we be great ambassadors for your kingdom. We pray this in and through the name of all-powerful Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. Amen. Our closing hymn. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess him, King of glory now. We sing together.
Oh,
thank you once again for sharing with us. I would pray that God's love, grace, and fellowship of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit would be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.